Wake Me Up is made possible thanks to the generous help of our advertisers and premium supporters. If you'd like to support Wake Me Up, listen ad-free, and get access to the entire catalog plus bonus episodes, then follow the link in the show notes to sign up for Wake Me Up Premium. Now, before our episode begins, here's a quick word from our sponsors. There are so many great products that will help improve your health and wellness. The thing that's really tough is finding a good source for all of them. And that's why I'm really excited to tell you about iHerb. iHerb offers the best curated selection of wellness products at the best possible value across a variety of categories, such as supplements, sports nutrition, beauty, and babies. It's your one-stop shop for all of your health and wellness needs. And best of all, they test and verify to ensure that what you find in every bottle is what's supposed to be there. iHerb has a huge catalog of great products. For example, I ordered Jason's Natural Men's Deodorant from iHerb, and I love it because it smells great, it keeps me from sweating, and it's aluminum-free, so I'm not putting toxic chemicals in my body every day. For a limited time, listeners of Wake Me Up get an exclusive offer of 22% off their entire order. Go to iHerb.com and use the promo code WakeMeUp. Once again, Wake Me Up listeners get 22% off your first order at iHerb.com, promo code WakeMeUp. You can find that information in the show notes too. So join me in shopping at iHerb because your wellness matters. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. I'm a huge proponent of talk therapy because it's all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding. Sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk things through. I personally have experienced this a few years ago in talk therapy when I uncovered some of my own limiting beliefs. And part of what came from that realization is making this podcast. So I highly recommend to everyone, regardless of whether you're going through something specific or not, use talk therapy to your benefit. If you're thinking of starting talk therapy, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that way you find the therapist that's right for you, which is really important. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/wakemeup and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakemeup and get 10% off your first month of talk therapy. Hey there, and welcome to Wake Me Up. I'm your host, Tyler, as always, and I'm so thrilled that you're here today. This week, we're talking about how to overcome self-sabotage. And today, we've got a loving kindness meditation that will help you do exactly that. So, if you're in bed, then use this moment to roll over and make your way up and out of bed. Go ahead and find a comfortable position that you'd like to meditate in. I recommend that you meditate sitting up, but that's simply so you don't fall back asleep. And once you've found that comfortable position, just allow yourself to settle in. Notice where you're holding on to any tension in your body and try to relax that area. Now take a deep breath in, fill all the way up. And as you exhale, slowly close your eyes. Use this first moment just to settle in. Soften your face. Relax your jaw. and drop your shoulders down. Simply follow the natural rise and fall of your own breath for this first moment or so. And as you do, you'll find that you draw deeper and deeper within. All right, now that you're settled in, bring to mind an image of yourself as a child, maybe 5 or 6 years old. See yourself smiling, happy, energetic, and carefree. Imagine wrapping your arms around this child version of yourself, holding them, supporting them. You wouldn't want this child to hold themselves back from anything. You would want them to believe in themselves. So you say to them, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe, may you be loved, and may you have everything in life that you desire. Allow these words to sink in, surrounding the child version of you with warmth, kindness, and unconditional love. All right. Now bring a new image to mind. Again, the image of yourself, but this time as an older person. See yourself smiling and content, having lived a long, fulfilling life. Imagine wrapping your arms around this older version of you. You would want them to be happy, to have everything they deserve and want in life. So you say to them, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be loved. And may you have everything you desire in life. Now you can let go of that visual and bring your attention back to your current self. Extend that same sense of warmth, kindness, compassion, and unconditional love towards yourself. And repeat those same phrases to your current self. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I be loved. And may I have everything I desire in life. All right, you can let go of that visual. It's almost time to wrap up our meditation. But first, take 30 seconds to let your mind go wherever it wants to go. All right, it's time to wrap up now. So begin to bring yourself back. Notice whatever's supporting you, whether it's a chair or the floor or something else. Notice the air on your skin. And any sounds going on around you. Take one final deep breath in, the deepest one you've taken yet. And as you exhale, slowly open your eyes and just take a second to collect yourself. All right, my friend, so I hope you enjoyed that meditation. I encourage you to extend that same warmth, kindness, and unconditional love and support that you gave to the child version of you and the elderly version of you. Extend that to yourself too. If they deserve it, so do you. It can be hard to do sometimes, but we are all deserving of these things. So if you give them to anyone, give them to yourself. I'll be back tomorrow for some really wonderful affirmations that will help fill your heart and your mind with these ideas. So I hope to see you there. And until then, go out and have an absolutely fantastic day.